Not too many years ago, Green Bay, Wisconsin's downtown fronted on a blighted industrial riverfront that was, to say the least, not people-friendly at all. Jeff Merkus, executive director of Downtown Green Bay Incorporated, talks about how the town's new waterfront city deck redeveloped the riverfront and stimulated an influx of new business ventures and urban dwellers into the heart of downtown. John Pagel and his family repurposed a circa 1917 Green Bay vegetable cannery that's now the home of the bustling Cannery Public Market. Highlights include a deli with loads of regionally sourced fresh produce, a meat market, and an 80-seat restaurant. Jeff Merkus.
Good to see you, Tom. It's great to be with you. Yes, Downtown Green Bay Incorporated focuses on all types of redevelopment. We coordinate special events in the downtown, attract businesses, work on a variety of business improvement initiatives.
Green Bay is an old town. It's been around a long time, and it's gone through a renaissance and depressions and rebirth. You've been here, what, 16, 18 years?
I've been with this organization leading downtown redevelopment for about 17 years.
17. So you have seen a lot of changes. It was a very different downtown 17 years ago.
It's changing a great deal. As retail has headed out to the suburbs, the community needed to determine what are we going to focus on and what is going to work. We looked at our riverfront and know that, yes, we are an industrial city and have a working river, but we took a rusty dock wall and a riverfront that didn't have a lot of investment or care.
It wasn't really accessible, was it?
It really wasn't, and many communities are valuing their river and their waterfronts, and we looked at what other communities in the country are doing. And we hired a renowned landscape designer from Boston, Chris Reed, with a company called Stas, and they came up with a plan for what is now called the City Deck. The City Deck is just a beautiful, impressive boardwalk, about four blocks long. There was limited development on it in the past, and once we built the City Deck, and once we started having events like Fridays on the Fox, and Dine on the Deck, and Lunchtime Concert Series, that's when it really woke up the community. It also woke up entrepreneurs and developers and said, things are happening here, and we might want to learn more. That's when condominiums and apartments and corporate office buildings started to show up. And now, just like that, Green Bay has a skyline we didn't before.
And that's interesting because, metaphorically at least, and in some ways literally, that walk along the river was the anchor, was the magnet, was the draw.
The City Deck was a major catalyst. There were others. There was corporate leadership by local companies that had a wealth of employees throughout the area that also began to build corporate office buildings. Schreiber Foods, a company that is a $5 billion private dairy, they built an $80 million office building and moved 800 employees into it. And then Associated Bank, the same thing. They moved 500 people into a corporate headquarters. So we had this resurgence of corporate, and then the small business and the technology companies and the consulting groups, they said they wanted to be here too. We had a real nice resurgence of young professional and a variety of corporate entities that started to choose downtown as their corporate locations.
And that's only one half of the mix that makes a vital, dynamic downtown. The other side of the coin is that's great, you have your corporate business downtown and that's viable and vibrant, but at the end of the day, some of the downtowns become empty and are vacated. And that's not true here anymore, is it?
We were very pleased that over the past 5 years, a residential component has also arrived. So a nice mix of housing, condos and apartments. We now have about 500 residential units on our riverfront. They're mostly 100% occupied, some of the normal turnover, but residential is moving in the right direction, and we're also talking to some developers that are looking at some sites for additional housing choices.
And this isn't just high-end, elitist, luxury condominiums. There's an entry level for anybody, right?
Housing is already affordable in the Green Bay area, and the condos and the apartments that are available here are very affordable.
There even are subsidized housing.
There are a few, yes, and we have this belief that the riverfront is not just for one class. Mm-hmm. So people of all income brackets are able to choose a variety of types of housing. We have another developer that identified that we have very few townhomes. He took an entire block of a blighted property next to a wonderful park, and built 10 townhomes. And within a year, all 10 of those units were sold. The park is now creating a lot of activities. And that motivated another developer to look at a 100-year-old vacant school building who just came up with a plan for 23 apartments in that building and 17 more townhouses along the perimeter.
So 20 years ago, people in their wildest dreams wouldn't fantasize about moving to live downtown, and now there's a waiting list almost.
It is great to see. The occupancy is strong. I know people who are selling their homes because they want to lighten the load and move downtown and enjoy the vibe and the restaurants. Downtown has some wonderful, authentic, locally owned restaurants. We know that when people come from all over the country to come to Green Bay Packers games, they're checking out the fine downtown restaurants.
And it really is the family local owned that's the driver. I have not seen a corporate chain restaurant downtown yet. They might be here, but I've missed it.
Very few. We have about 50 restaurants in the downtown area, all mostly locally owned restaurants.
That's pretty cool. You know that, don't you?
Sure is.
Tell me about a dynamic of Green Bay today that dovetails and relates to your world that you're most proud of.
I would say that while there's 100,000 people that live in Green Bay, our county, the county of Brown County, has about 250,000 people. And we're seeing that everyone in the county is embracing this is their downtown. At the special events that take place here on a Friday night, people are coming in. We have a wonderful historic Meyer Theater that attracts people from throughout the area. And Green Bay is really seen as one of these up-and-coming cities that more young people are moving back home. They like what's going on here. There's job opportunities. The quality of living is great. The quality of education is great. I would say that this is a place where people really are proud of.
Let's jump back to the Meyer Theater. This is one of these classic downtown Americana theater house, movie houses, circa 1930, just in time for the Great Depression.
20 years ago, this old historic theater was redeveloped. It was a historic Fox Theater, opened on Valentine's Day, 1930. And a group of people who believe that we need to bring this back as a historic theater invested in it, raised the money, about $5 million, and now it is a beautifully restored Meyer Theater, 1,000-seat capacity. Programming is about 200 events a year. The restaurants just love it, obviously, and it's a fine building and a very nice piece of architecture.
Is it all live theater performances in venue, or do you do movies here too?
Yes, mostly live performances.
Very cool. You must be proud of that.
Very.
All right. Well, I wish we could go on, but we've got to move on.
Thank you, Tom. Very nice to meet you today.
Oh, you too. What a treat. What a wonderful day. I'm Tom Wilmer. We've been speaking with Jeff Merkus, Executive Director of the Downtown Green Bay Incorporated.
Now let's join John Pagel at the Cannery Public Market.
You're a dairy farmer, right?
I'm a dairy farmer by trade. It's been in my family. We had our 70-year anniversary this last year.
That's incredible. And this is a new reincarnation for you, doing retail, restaurant. Tell us about the game shift and how this came about.
So we were invited into this group to look at the opportunities of what could possibly happen in this building. The building's 400 feet long, three stories high, and they were looking at what the possibilities could actually be. And our neighbors put in a microbrewery in here. They were the first ones to move in. And they asked if we'd be interested in being a part of this renovation project. And we looked at the opportunity, and we've been, you know, raising the beef on the farm. We're milking the cows. We're making the cheese. And we thought this could be a great continuation of what we're doing.
And this is a major game shifter. Get them down off the farm and, yeah.
Tom, it's a major game changer. You hit it right on the head. And we've got quite the education in the last 2 years on what we're doing, but we're really enjoying it. And I think people are starting to appreciate the farm. We brought the farm to the city, and they're really starting to understand what we're all about.
And that is the other thing. It's one thing to just branch out and go, well, I want to start a restaurant, but it's much more than that. You're trying to do a whole evolution and reconnection, the whole farm to fork concept of where food comes from, and that connection with sourcing locally and people you know. Tell us about that dimension, and even having the vegetable growers and whatnot come in here.
So that's very exciting for us, Tom. Number one, to grow as much as we can on our farm that we can bring right here to our own restaurant and our own market for to give the transparency and the traceability that a lot of other vendors or customers can ever get. And the thing that we like is the things that we can't do on our own, then we work with all the local people so that they have a resource and a place to go with their products, that now, even as small as the little mom-and-pop operations, they have a place to sell their products that they never had anywhere to sell before.
Give us an example of some of the props that you're purchasing and showcasing here.
I'm going to give you an example. It's a little gal that makes her own soap out of her own kitchen. It's called a Little Antler Soap Company, and they make their own soap, number of varieties, colors, all different fragrances, that type of thing. And our place here is her number one place for selling her soap. And otherwise, where would that gal go besides maybe a farmer's market or something like that? And here now she's got a retail outlet to sell her products.
And wine, do you have any local regional winemakers that showcase here?
So Kewaunee County has three different wineries, and we carry all of the local wineries along with some in our Brown County here, and then we branch out to also some of the ones that are most popular and things that wines that are maybe well known across the country.
And then back to raw food, for example, not talk to us on two levels. One, some of the ingredients that you source beyond your own farm, and then some of the, like I saw asparagus for sale here, some of the crops that you could buy.
Yes. So right now asparagus is in season, of course. And, you know, we love being able to utilize the seasonal products to really be farm to fork. But yet, I got to tell you, Tom, it's hard for me to give up some of those really good products when we can source out the products from farther away. But it's part of the system, and people appreciate that.
And how did that come about? Was it you on your own, kind of an epiphanous moment, or was it your kids and your family and kind of a family effort of brainstorming?
So I guess it starts out with the old man coming up with a wild and crazy idea. And then
they roll in their eyes.
And then we don't make any decision by ourselves anymore. All the kids are all involved in the decision-making process. They're old enough now, and it's time that they help in the decision-making process so they know where their future is.
And that's part of your give back. That's part of your legacy at this point in your life, is looking forward to the preservation of the family in the future.
Tom, that's a part I love about my life. I'm 58 years old, and I get to give that opportunity to the next generation and a generation after that, that if I create the structure, they can continue to carry on the family business in any direction that they believe it should go. I got to create that platform.
So you've been open, what, a couple years now?
Yeah, a year and a half.
Is it evolving and transforming and shape-shifting even now?
I tell you what, Tom, it's going in a direction or multiple directions that we never even imagined. We're having a lot of fun with this.
Give us an example of things that you've changed or things that you've had new ideas of where you want to go.
So we came on not completely understanding the restaurant business, and we found out how hard it is to be able to make sure that we've got enough staff on hand to service everybody that comes in, regardless if you got 100 customers that night or 300 customers that night. And we're starting to make sure that when our customers leave, they have a good experience, and for whatever reason, if they don't, we're going to take care of that customer.
So it's all about the human element as much as it is the raw product or the finished product that's served on the plate.
There's two different things that we've learned. It's all about the products and what they're all about, and it's about the service. Everybody comes here and they want a special experience. And I don't care if you got two people in your group or 10, everybody's coming here for that special experience, and we want to make sure that they feel special while they're here.
Let's look back to your farm again and your philosophy. You're still raising beef cattle yourself, right? And that some of them are used in product here, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're still raising beef cattle. We got a couple hundred in inventory right now, from day-old calves up to ready to come to the restaurant.
And talk to us about your practices, your growing practices, you know, organic, healthy, green, grass.
So everything that we do, everything that's fed to those animals is kept track of. So everything it goes through the mixer, and we make sure that that ration is very important so that we get the type of meat that we're looking for. And so right now, as they're growing up, they get 65% of a grass alfalfa and a 35% corn and protein. And as they get older, then it switches so that we can finish them out, so that we get the correct marbling and the flavor and the moisture and the meat that we're looking for. And right now, it seems to be working out pretty well.
All right, so we're at the cannery right in the heart of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And it's a public market, right? It's a restaurant. And there's some beer connected with this place?
There's a lot of connections to the whole Green Bay area. We've got a lot of Green Bay Packers that come in here. And we've connected ourselves to the inner core of Green Bay, Wisconsin. I mean, we're known for the cheeseheads. We make cheese. You know, everybody loves their steak, their beef, their burgers. We're trying to deliver what Green Bay, Wisconsin is all about.
Well, you got microbrew where you can order here, right?
Yeah, how much better does it get than that? We got fresh beer on tap right from our neighbors. We got fresh cheese from the farm, fresh beef from the farm. How much better does it get than that?
I love it. All right, John, I'm going to come back and check up on you in a couple years and see how this has evolved.
Well, we'd love to have you anytime.
Yeah. Website.
Yeah, we have a website, cannerymarket.com.
Good.
And PagelsPonderosa.com.
Tell us about Pagels Ponderosa. That's your farm operation, right?
Yes, that's a farm operation where we milk a lot of dairy cows. And once again, the family is all involved in the operation. We've got multiple families with multiple generations all involved in our farm.
You invite the public to come out to the farm?
We have tours all the time, and the public is more than welcome to come at any time they want.
We've been speaking with John Pagel, the owner of the cannery in the heart of downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm Tom Wilmer. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.